This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:05 and change here in the great Northeast this beautiful Friday, November 14, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Nazarino Galassi, Scranton, Frank Zimmerovich, Carbondale, Matthew Jones, Wilkes-Barre, William Jansen, Scranton, Richard Schneider, Freeland, James J. Spare, Hazel Township, and Thomas Evans of Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will, in fact, provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where an entire political party has gone insane, the Democrats, and the global elite and the establishment here in the United States are all trying to crush your dreams. When I think of them, I go immediately to Mother Teresa because I don't want to forget. And this is Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for November 14th. She says, when you are suffering, always remember that the passion of Christ ends always in the joy of the resurrection. So when you feel in your own heart the suffering of Christ, remember the resurrection has to come. Never let anything so fill you with sorrow as to make you forget the joy of the risen Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Mary Regina. And of course, thank you, St. Teresa. Bulldog has a button, which he's got a button so he can hear me. So during one of the commercial breaks, I'm yelling to the Bulldog, 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 and he's not reacting. And so I go to him and I say, I go, Bulldog, can't you hear me? He goes, well, there's a button here that has to be pressed. I said, so why isn't it pressed? He had no good answer. He apparently didn't want to hear from me. And so we've been having our own problems here, you know? About a number of you said, I thought the Bulldog was chomping down on bags of leftover candy playing that Archie's song and dancing around. Somebody says, just came from St. John's in Mayfield. My car smells like pierogi heaven. Oh, that is great. I mean, that food lineup at St. John's is awesome. By the way, somebody says, Bob, Google it. John Fetterman was an offensive lineman in college, standing 6'9". He got that from Wikipedia. Thank you for that. I thought he was, and the pie man was saying he didn't play. He couldn't have been too athletic, or he'd been in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? But point taken. Thank you. Now, I said 11:08 at 10:08. I don't know why. So, and somebody said it's not the watch making the mistake; it's the watcher, meaning me. So I get it. Somebody else on the Republican Party of Luzerne County's headquarters at Kingston Corners isn't there anymore. Unfortunately, the Stein is still on the building because it is electrically attached by the owner of the building. That's why people think the headquarters is still there but never opened. Okay, so the headquarters is not there for Republican Party in Luzerne County. All right, we're going to end this controversy. You guys got to stop fighting. That's what it comes down to. And T.J. Fitzgerald, he's the NEPA Republicans and the person who organized the Rittenhouse event. T.J., welcome back to the program. How are you?
How are you doing, my friend?
All right. Well, listen, let's take the first issue first, which is, is the Rittenhouse event going to get canceled?
It's canceled.
All right. So the venue was...
You're the first person knowing it.
So the event... was having difficulties and the venue decided, hey, you know, we can't insure for this. Yeah.
Yeah. They canceled and then they came back with a counteroffer that was just, you know, from what I understand was because the person I'm dealing with is with had this fans was Teddy Daniels and an attorney, a January 6th attorney. She's very good. And they came back with totally different than what we were supposed to do. Plus, you know, paying six police officers, the contract from, I didn't see the contract, but it just, we can't do it.
Okay.
The loopholes are, and we just can't jump through that by the time this event is. And
by the way, I'm watching on my monitor. They're still, these idiots are still carrying on outside the Chicago ICE facility, spurred on by their idiot mayor and their idiot governor of Illinois. And I'm telling you, these people should get their heads busted, not letting law enforcement do its job. Unbelievable. Anyway, back.
It's crazy.
Yeah, back to the other point. All right, so TJ, yeah. I've said to you guys got to stop fighting, number one. Now, is it true that you passed out your own slate card that only had one? Didn't have all the Republican candidates on it?
No, I didn't. I didn't pass out a slate card. What happened was our group is, we only go for conservative Republicans, okay? We endorse, you know, and as far as endorsing, we only, you know, the only people that I was voting for, and what I said is I always tell people how I'm going to vote. I only voted for one person on council. It was Stephen Ervin. However, the party also put out four people without Stephen. So I kind of came to his defense. And we do have issues, and we need to get to the table, and we need to resolve it. I put out a video. I'm going to send it to you. I'll send it to you, message it to you.
Through email, yeah.
What happens is this. We need to agree how we conduct ourselves as Republicans and stick to our guns. Like what I said in the beginning, I said, if we play fair, whoever the voters vote for in the primary will fight in the primary, unite in the general. However, some of the people on council decided to put their thumb on the scale, and they said, we want these five. And they put money in, $50,000 in, and they didn't, it wasn't supposed to be like that. I think what we need to do is educate and inform the public, have a lot of town halls, a lot of debates, and whoever the public decides, then use that $50,000 in the general against the Democrats. But there's a lot of people that want their guy to move in to get elected in the primary. And I have a problem with that. I think that we would inspire more voters, and people wouldn't think it was fixed or it's just the party with the money and their money guys. I think we can resolve this if we act like adults. And on my last video, I said, hey, I'm willing to come to the table. I've always been willing to come to the table. I always invite the party and everybody to my events. Every time I give them the speaker, every time I go to their events, you see me at their events.
Mm-hmm.
I am always wanting to have conservative people work together to beat the crazy ideology of the left. I am a conservative Christian, and I want our country to be safe, number one, and I want us to be a rule of laws in the Constitution, and I want our party to play fair. We're supposed to be the party of integrity, and let's do that. And I think what we can't do is say, I want my guy in, and I will do anything to do to get my guy in. I think what we need to do is have platforms where we can engage the public. They get to meet the candidates, and the candidates that inspire them to vote in the primary will inspire us all, because if we get divided because of all the little games that we play in the primary, including me. On my video, I said I was part of the problem. And I don't want to be.
Well, we've now had two elections where Republicans were divided. Your group and your initiatives versus the party, and we've lost both of them. And when we were unified, we won in Luzerne County.
When we're unified was underneath it was because we were unified under Donald J. Trump. Okay, yeah. And the party didn't like Trump at first, but they got on board because they realized the base came out. Well, the base isn't coming out for any other person at this point. And they really need to realize that the base loves Donald Trump type of people. And he doesn't fit the mold. And locally, there is no Donald Trump type of guy. We need to sit down and say, okay, we're a Big Ten people. We need to get the base. We need to have a grassroots. Now, you go to these events once in a while. I go to all of them. And I keep on telling, Dan Muser is 100% behind me and the idea, because he comes to all my events. Rob Bresnahan comes to some.
And I don't see the reason for the division. I just don't see the reason for the division. You're having events. They're positive events. And they help because of the past. Yeah.
We need, like you just said, we really need to just say, forget about the past, forgive. Let's move together. How do we work together? And the grassroots people aren't at a lot of these events. I mean, it's either we've got the richly connected at events.
TJ, we got to go. But listen, I'm just going to continue to urge you is to do everything you can to reunite and have one effort. And yours could be an additional effort, but at least let's row in the same direction. Or we're going to continue to lose.
Rob, let me finish. One second. I do that every time. But my group and my people are not going to unite because they said so. We have to have a compromise, and we have to have an agreement on how we move forward. And it can't be the same old way of the because I said so. It's my candidate, and I know better than you. All I want is a platform that we all come to the same events and we let the people, because if we engage the people, the people will come out. They came out for Trump.
Yeah.
Just do what Trump does. He had big events. He talked to the people. He had everybody was big. Why don't we do that as a party locally? The game plan's there. We know how to win. We just.
All right.
I don't get it.
All right.
I don't get it.
TJ, thank you. Keep plugging for conservatives.
I will.
I love it.
I promise.
All right, man.
Thank you.
We got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We may not be able to solve this problem today, but we've got to solve it. Luzerne County is critical in Pennsylvania and critical in the country, and it's gotta work. We'll take this break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I wasn't a fan of the song until our prison band did it at Fort Dix. And we had a not only a great Latino singer, but a great Latino bongo player, percussionist, who played along with me on the drums. It was great. We had a great version of the song. And it's always nice with the Spanish accent. Let's go to Gary from Mill City. By the way, that Santana, let me finish. The Santana music released in the U.S. this date, 1970. Fire away, Gary. How are you, man?
Yeah, Bob, good. How are you? Talking about the Republican Party, I planned on calling you today anyways. Did you see in the continuing resolution where the Republicans in the Senate added on an amendment where
yes.
That is why Republicans lose in off elections. The House was out of session for most of the shutdown. They could have been in session passing legislation, but for the majority of it, they were out of session. That is why they lose off off your election.
Now, but Gary, on that point, on the first point regarding plugging that in so that it was take it or leave it for the House Republicans, I disagree with what they did. But the second point, the House should have been adjourned. They did their work, and nothing was going to get done during the shutdown legislatively anyway.
Well, it's a bad look when you're not at work, and when the Senate did pass it, in my opinion, the House should have been in session and had that bill to the president within hours of the Senate passing it. With the Republican House saying they didn't know that provision amendment was in it to pay those 8 senators. Who's reading the bills, Bob? Another example of nobody reading what's in it. I called yesterday. Locally here, we're getting the ads hammering Rob Breslahan lies. The media tells us it was a Republican shutdown. The media tells us that Republicans are killing health care. And I tried yesterday to call the Republican National Committee to ask why there aren't commercials on all the mainstream medias saying that every Republican voted 15 times, everyone but 2, I believe, voted 15 times to keep the government open. The Affordable Care Act was passed on a partisan bill, and all Democrats voted it, and our health insurance is up 300% and more.
Yep.
Why don't the Republicans, Democrats get their message out and they carry that message, everybody's on board, and the Republican Party, if the establishment doesn't back you, they will do everything they can to destroy you in the primary. And if you do win, they already destroyed you for the general election for the Democrats.
Yep. Well,
the
Gary,
Republican National,
go ahead.
One real quick, Bob.
Go ahead.
The Republican National Committee yesterday, I called Washington. Every office went to a recording and their mailbox was full. What are they doing with people's donations in that organization that they can't run commercials counter? Why do they wait to a month before the election? When you control the narrative, you control the election. When the Democrats control the narrative for 22 months and you run a commercial the last 15 days, it doesn't do nothing. People's minds are made up. Thank you for your time. Have a great weekend.
With you 100% on that point. Very, very important. They wait and wait and wait and wait. And now part of it is practical. As odd as it sounds, the Republicans don't have the money in terms of dark money. They have more money in the Republican Party and the Republican congressional and senatorial campaign committees than the Democrats do. But they don't have the dark money, which is where most of these negative ads are coming from. They don't have the George Soros money. They don't have the multi-billionaire money paying and paying and paying, because part of it is because they're trying to get rid of government, meaning the best of the Republican Party is trying to reduce government control. And the billionaires, the majority of them, want more government control. And that's sadly... they merge with the left, no matter what their other opinions are. Because bigger government, the bigger the government is, the more the big corporations and the multi-billionaires make. Period. Just think of the shutdowns. Who made out? Multi-billionaires. Not the regular people. They were harmed grievously. It was the greatest transfer of wealth that we've seen since maybe the 1900s. The COVID scam. Incredible. All right, in any event. President Donald Trump, he has directed the Justice Department to investigate disgraced late financier Jeffrey Epstein's ties to several high-profile Democrats and certain banks. He says, now that the Democrats are using the Epstein hoax involving Democrats, not Republicans, to try and deflect from their disastrous shutdown and all their other failures, I'll be asking AG Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice, together with our great patriots at the FBI, to investigate Jeffrey Epstein's involvement and relationship with Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, Reid Hoffman, J.P. Morgan Chase, and many other people and institutions to determine what was going on with them and him. He says this is another Russia, Russia, Russia scam with all arrows pointing to the Democrats. Records show that these men and many others spent large portions of their life with Epstein and on his island. Stay tuned. He said Epstein was a Democrat, not a Republican. It's not the Republicans' problem. He also accused Democrats of doing everything in their withering power, we might have meant a different word, to push the Epstein hoax again, despite the DOJ releasing 50,000 pages of documents. Okay. Finally, a definitive statement, but remember, President Trump, you started the problem by thinking there was some magical file that didn't exist. And you said, step one, here's the binders. There was no step two because there wasn't the information. Now, the 50,000 documents, I'm happy to hear that, see it in print and hear it, because that means there's nothing left. And the grand jury information was ruled unreleasable by a Democrat judge, and probably appropriately so. Okay? Somebody texts again that our guy Gary wasn't right. The Speaker of the House knew it was in the bill. And he's going to bring up a vote when they come back in session to have it removed. Well, that's from Paul. He was surprised it was in there. And it was too late to do anything about it because you either reopen the government with that little provision allowing the senators to sue the Justice Department or not. And, yeah. But again, let's not get caught up in tiny controversies. Let's just keep plugging. We got to save the country. All right, we'll be back.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga. And it's the weekend. We got to think automatically. Basiliga Hospitality includes three amazing bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern, the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton on Far Street. The Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. And then fine dining, the best. A modern take, a Terra 519 downtown. Not a more beautiful restaurant anywhere. The Stegmeyer Mansion, class symbolized. The Mary Stegmeyer Mansion. Sergei's, the nightclub. It'll be hopping this weekend. Get in on the fun. And the Scranton Art House. First run movies with your favorite food and booze. Richard Schneider. He was 90. He was from Freeland. We lost him November 2nd. Born in Freeland. A proud member of the United States Air Force. He carried the memories of his service, especially his time in Japan, which he often recalled with pride and joy. After his military service, Richard dedicated his career to helping others, working at the Whitehaven Center before his retirement. Richard's greatest devotion was reserved for his family and the simple pleasures of life. He loved camping. Before trading the cold Northeast winters for the sunshine of Florida, he found great joy in lighting up his block with traditional Christmas decorations, which could be seen for miles. Preceding him in death, his cherished wife, Eleanor, three of his children, well, tragic, surviving are three children, in addition to the three he lost. Nine grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. A great legacy, Richard Schneider. James J. Spare, Hazel Township. He was 82 when we lost him November 2nd. Born in Hazleton, he spent the past 20 years in Hazel Township. Graduate MMI prep, class of 60. He was a U.S. Army veteran during the Vietnam conflict, having served from 64 to 66 in country. His decorations included the Vietnam Service Medal and an expert rifle badge with bar. Jay was employed as a telecommunications technician for over 37 years with Verizon. He was a member of the Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church, Hazleton. Member of the Memory Valley Rod and Gun Club, the Heights Rod and Gun Club, the American Legion Post, the VFW, the Disabled American Veterans, the AMVETS, the U.S. Army 39th Engineer Battalion Alumni Association, and the Hazel Azalea Fellowship Masonic Lodge. He was an avid outdoorsman and woodworker. Surviving are his devoted wife, the former Joanne Jean Piccola, to whom he was married in 1969. Also, four sons and a slew of grandchildren. Jay Spare. Thomas Evans, Bloomsburg. He died at age 79, October 24th. Lifelong resident of Bloomsburg, born in Danville. He graduated from Bloomsburg High School in 1964. He attended West Virginia University, graduating in 1968. He then enlisted in the United States Army, serving during the Vietnam War. 1976, he married his loving wife, the former Jane Krause, who preceded him in death in 2021. For many years, he was employed by Bloomsburg Bank Columbia Trust as a loan officer until his retirement in 2024. He was a member of the St. Paul Episcopal Church, Bloomsburg, the Town Council of Bloomsburg, chair of the Bloomsburg Municipality Authority, the Rosemont Cemetery Board, and other organizations, including the Elks and the American Legion. Avid golfer. He loved growing vegetables in his garden. He owned a horse and enjoyed horse racing, coaching Little League as well. His sister and many other families survive him. Thomas Evans. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds, breaks of sun, 47. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 34. Saturday, cloudy with rain developing late in the day, 50. Sunday, windy and cooler with rain showers and flurries likely, high 45. So, fascinating stuff going on. By the way, I want to shout out and thank you to Brother Mike for reminding me. Shout out my mother's birthday on Sunday. I'm not saying how old she is. I'm not going to say how old. I'm 64, though. Yes, that'll tell you. Well, I'm not actually sure. Because I used to know or think that my parents were 2 years apart. And they've been married for, God, 67, 68 years. And so I knew when my father, who was 87, or did he turn 88? Now, see, again, I'm getting old enough to forget. She would always be 2 years behind. But then it turns out that my father went for his driver's license at age 14. So he was actually older than we thought he was, and we made these adjustments, and now my mother's like 3 or 4 years younger than him. So we'll see. We'll find out on Sunday. And then we're going to go to Sibio's Monday. So we'll find out then. I'll get it nailed down. But the government's reopened, and I'm hoping things get restored. I was laughing about something that has come across the wires, that the staffers at the Democrat National Committee, now here's being what they call being hoisted on your own petard. They think it is callous. Okay, they've got a workers' union at the Democrat National Committee. They think it is callous to have to go back to work 5 days a week in the office. Do you see this? Do you see this? This is how insane this Democrat Party has become. That says it all. It truly does. The Democrat staffers of the DNC are fighting having to go back to work. My word. It tells us all we need to know. All right, we'll be back. The Partridge Family. Now, the Bulldog, well, Murph picked it, but the Bulldog picked it because we had extra songs. 1970, this date. Moved from number 7 to number 4 with that hit. Cute. And we're going to finish with I Got You, Babe. This date, 1987, Sonny and Cher reunited on a late show with David Letterman and performed their hit. So we're going to play I Got You, Babe, to wrap things up here today. Well, prior to wrapping up, and I'm only giving her a couple of minutes because she's finding a way around things, and that is Lorraine from Hazleton. She's got a funny story Now, the Bulldog says it's funny. He had heard it earlier, and he sort of pre-screened it. So, Lorraine, first of all, how are you, my dear?
Hanging in.
All right. Well, you're on thin ice with this funny story thing. I think it's you're maneuvering your way around the prohibition on you telling jokes on the program.
Well,
and so now you're saying, well, this is not a joke. It's a funny story. So you're on thin ice. I'm warning you in advance.
Well, I didn't care. I told Johnny I'm taking a chance. I don't give a.
All right.
Well, look.
Don't use that kind of language with me. But
go ahead. I didn't say a word.
Go ahead, Lorraine.
Well, I heard this, about this woman. They got married four times. Well, the first husband was a millionaire, and no, his name wasn't Cordaro. The second guy was a clown, but that's not you. The third guy was a preacher, and the fourth guy was an undertaker. So it was one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go.
That is awful. Do you realize that the Bulldog is prohibited from telling jokes?
But that's okay.
Listen. And then this is the reason why he said, I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, yes, he did, because I told it to him before, and I said, I don't know if I should get on.
Oh,
I said, well,
dear Lord.
Yeah, but you know what?
You have so many beautiful poems, and this is what you stick me with?
Why not?
And this audience. This is a huge audience, and I'm sure they were anticipating a beautiful poem, and look what they get.
I forewarned you ahead of time. And listen, I told the Bulldog, Johnny, that I was going to the dentist. He said, what time? And I told him, he said, well, he's going at 2:30. And I laughed. I said, see, Johnny, we laugh at each other's jokes.
And once again, the reason that you are prohibited from telling jokes, and now I've got to expand that, you're not allowed to tell funny stories either. That's just a joke. I mean, that's all that was, is a horrible joke.
According to whom?
According to me.
According to...
I happen to be the arbiter for this program, and you and the Bulldog are now prohibited from funny jokes or funny stories.
Do you think we're afraid of you?
Well, I'll control the microphone. That's the point.
Yeah, that's not all you control.
All right.
But you don't control me.
Lorraine, we're very happy to hear from you before the weekend.
Yeah, you should be glad that I could tell. I'm here to tell jokes.
Yeah.
You should be glad that I'm around to tell them.
Well, of course I am.
Well,
but no,
okay.
You've got beautiful poems.
Well, I read, there's one or two odd ones like you around, but I'll read them again.
All right. Well, Lorraine, thank you very much. We appreciate it, dear.
You better, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
All right, darling. Have a good weekend.
Oh, I wish I would. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Well... Again, I hope most of you see why I don't allow her to tell jokes on the program. They just go from bad to worse, and the Bulldog is an enabler because he also, he's prohibited during my entire time when I'm down here at WILK, he's prohibited from telling jokes or puns or whatever, and you can see why also. All right, we want to, here comes I Got You, Babe. We want to mention, final mention, of our great veterans we've lost, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. James J. Spare, Hazel Township. Richard Schneider, Freeland. Nazarino Galassi, Scranton. Francis Frank Zimmerovich, Carbondale. Matthew Jones, Wilkes-Barre. William Jansen, Scranton. And Thomas Evans, Bloomsburg. Thank you all for your service and your lives. Policeman's prayer. Think about our cops. They'll be the thin blue line separating us from savagery over the weekend. Lord bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat, protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. as they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge. Protect them from harm. Always keep them safe and in your loving arms. Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. Reach out to someone, a friend, family member, someone you love, someone you like. Take the time this weekend. We found this in the great obituary for the beloved Doreen Goryeb several years ago. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. I think of my man Jack Kuchak when that one. Guys, have a great weekend. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. For now, though, we have got to say adios here, gaveling to a close. This meeting of the Club for Common Sense, wrapping it for the week with that gavel and telling you, God willing, I'll be with you Monday. Have a safe and maybe even a fun weekend. Bacardo Jeweler time. 12 noon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.